Thank you. Oh. episode 448 of the Anarchist News Podcast, to digest and or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of December 27th through January 3rd, 2026. What's new this week? Who are putting our lives at risk? From Abolition Media by Mariana Minora. You might remember Minora from such actions as being wounded in a, let's call it a bomb event, and going from that to Corey Dalla's prison with only the barest stop at a hospital in between. This is a we know who the real enemy is and an anarchists will stay active, fuck you kind of statement. Quote, we thus see that despite all the frontal attack that the social base and movements receive through continued impoverishment, precariousness, and repression, the resistances always find a way to express themselves. It is this expression that the repressive mechanism tries to limit and prevent its aggravation and diffusion. Unquote.
Response to the pro-war left's petition from some anarchists from Central Europe, Eastern Europe, and the Balkans via email. A response to an article from a couple weeks ago, which accused Western anarchists of being too purist in the criticism of Ukrainians at all who are fighting in the military. This piece, of course, rebuts that perspective. It starts, quote, the statement to which we are responding was written by supporters of the war, who reproduce a binary narrative for this purpose. Empathetic and supportive Eastern European anarchists versus arrogant and unsupportive anarchists from Western Europe. This narrative is false and manipulative. Those who share this narrative refuse to acknowledge that criticism of pro-war projects, such as Solidarity Collectives and ABC Belarus, also exists within the anarchist milieu in Eastern Europe. The signatories of the statement ignore this anti-militarist tendency in their narrative, or lie when they claim that these are Putinists or pro-Russian propagandists, unquote. And it goes on, tearing shit up from there.
Anarchism and Law, from Freedom UK by Tom Holterman. Yes, this is what happens when A, language changes, degrades, B, when an outsider label gains cultural prestige, and C, when fucking idiots try to be provocative. This week, a big anarchist project got an email asking for advice on how to inform the Democratic Party in the U.S. about anarchist thought to promote an anarchist part of the Democratic Party. Anon 809 and 907 in the comments both adequately respond to this particular example of not getting the fucking point.
Destroying everything that destroys us has become more vital than ever. From Act for Freedom Now. Announcing a compilation of pieces from anarchist journal Storm Warnings out of France. Quote, in many of its articles, the newspaper poses a struggle with an important focus on clandestine attack and infrastructural sabotage carried out by small and autonomous groups. This perspective reflects its analysis of living in a territory and time where revolutionary perspectives seem out of reach and imagination due to the advanced pacification of society. This, in combination with society's enormous and growing dependence on technological infrastructure, which, while it continues to function, will destroy and absorb more symmetrical confrontations with ease. Unquote. Oddly, for Act for Freedom Now, there doesn't seem to be a downloadable PDF.
Myths about anarchism, democracy, and decision-making, from Radical Theory and History by Zoe Baker. Baker revisits a piece she did years ago on anarchists and democracy that has been since misunderstood and misquoted. A careful and thorough history lesson, well, I don't know, but it seems thorough to this non-history-oriented person. Pedantic, but that's what happens when you have to go over something again for people coming in late. Comes with a YouTube video in case that works better for you or any of your confused friends.
2025, the year in review. That was 2025. 2025, the year in review, from Crime Think. Later on in this podcast, we'll be talking about the Final Straws talk with Ben Passmore. And one of the nuggets from that is Passmore talking about how Crime Think was inspirational and also deleterious to him. Brief but entirely relevant to almost every Crime Think piece, including, of course, this one that features a Sparta-like picture from Nepal. Anyway, this article reviews all the ways that CrimeThink can say that they were right last year, and they have the links to prove it.
The Anarchist Blind Spot from Anarchistories by Tom Goyens. Historiography of anarchist thought, especially in the 1960s and 70s, why it's especially hard to track anarchists and their ideas throughout time, and some kind of implicit plea for anarchists to be more accessible to historians. Quote, taken together, these overlapping biases help explain why anarchism has remained for so long on the margins of American historiography. These biases are rooted in ideological obstinacy and intellectual laziness. Only recently has the promise of social history been realized for anarchism, as scholars integrated into the intertwined histories of labor, immigration, gender, race, and dissent. The history of anarchism, and radicalism in general, offers a powerful counter-narrative to the dominant myths of the nation's past. Unquote. Sometimes opacity is the best offense. Okay, sometimes it's not as well. But there's at least an important conversation to have there, not some blind acceptance of scholars.
It's been integrated. Nighttime action at Royal West High School, claim of responsibility. From Montreal Counterinfo. A student on their personal Instagram wrote, "Fuck Israel, holy shit," and was suspended from this high school. So some consequences happened. Quote, "Government schools are designed to crush our natural spirit of rebellion against the injustices of authority. Don't let yourself be twisted into becoming another worker in this murderous, ecocidal economy who forgets who they are and what they believe in. Choose to be a human being, not just some walking extension of a phone, job, or bank account. Fight tirelessly for another world. Students, while you're young, take control of your lives." Unquote. There are links.
Anarchist comrade Sakis Kostas is free from Act for Freedom Now. This is the complete announcement. Quote, Athens, Greece, we are happy to announce anarchist comrade Sakis Kostas is free, back to the streets after more from 7 years in Korydallos prison. And the social fighter, Giorgos Patrakakos, after 10 years in prison. Unquote. There are links for those who find such brevity unsatisfying.
International statement, we denounce the imperial offensive on Venezuela. From Black Rose Federation. A statement. Speaking to the masses, presumably, who of course don't know how to make up their own minds about U.S. imperialism, Black Rose is there for them.
No KK Kings from PDX Anti-Repression Committee. A very long statement that has flashing bright Maoist-Leninist flags all over it. No, I don't know whether flags can flash, but forgive my anti-LLM license. Anyway, assuming that the facts as they present them are correct and well-rounded, which, let's be clear, we cannot assume, this write-up implicates Eric in some stuff that doesn't sound great. But this write-up and or the situation indicates a level of bad communication, bad faith, and drama that is entirely predictable when dealing with highly visible, stressful situations like friends who are facing intense time in prison, money, and, you know, a popular genocide. I grossed myself out just by typing that, but you know, there are other genocides happening right now that are not getting visibility or whatever, you know what I mean. How fucked are we when we have to gauge different kinds of genocide? Anyway, poster Nanya at 821 speaks for me, more or less. There are a number of decent responses to this story, actually. Moving on.
2015 Review, a memoir on the fascist resurgence. From Human Iterations by William Guinness. I've been around a long time, blah, blah. I've seen it all before, blah, blah. I read popular science fiction, blah, blah. Primitivists have their heads in the clouds, blah, blah. For some of us, it's been too many years of Gillis's demagoguery. I can't even summon the energy anymore.
Off the Algorithm, Castigate the Optimist, from Ignited in Dark, Against the Dominant Idea, by Wolfina. Wolfina has graced the site before with their articulate, informed, and referenced rants, and this is another solid example, notwithstanding the occasional awkward coinage, I'm looking at you, societarianism. Quote.
Societarianism?
Societarianism. Quote, yep, this is how it is. We awake, inhale our choice flatulence and delirience, then rampage through the world like it's all. Are a playground to abuse, break, and discard, never to improve, adapt, and reasonably balance. Worse still, if one has any more than millions of dollars from connections with private death squad technologies or the like, that is the standard for living and doing, not a standard of interrelating on free and level ground, but of pursuing hierarchies within hierarchies. The notion that the existence of a hierarchy is the seed of life, with living exaltation belonging to the in-group. Unquote. I'm sure there's a name for a literate expression of feelings, philosophy, and politics that is not meant to convince, but mainly to reflect and perhaps a little bit to inspire. Whatever that word is, use it here.
Debanking, attack on anarchist Black Cross Dresden solidarity work. From anarchist Black Cross Dresden. GLS is a significant bank in Germany. It has shut down two accounts related to ABC Dresden for specious information about why they cited technical issues. Quote, what is happening here is part of a broader pattern of various state and non-state attacks against left-wing and anti-fascist structures in Germany, Europe, and across the rest of the world. The persecution, criminalization, and obstruction of anti-fascist work take place on many different levels. Debanking is one tool used within the current developments and the increasingly far-reaching and visible shift towards fascism targeting structures that fight it. Unquote. Hard to argue with that analysis.
Statement of the Anarchist Front in support of popular strikes in Iran from Anarchist Front. A supplement to whatever news you have coming out of Iran and a statement of support for strikers, of course. Quote, the Anarchist Front believes that only through horizontal solidarity cooperation, self-organization, self-management, and decentralized action can we stand against this destructive cycle. Street protests and strikes are not riots, but an attempt to reclaim voice, human dignity, and the right to collective self-determination, and a form of social resistance to the imposed order of the ruling rentier mafia capitalist state that has no real power or response to solve the livelihood crisis. Unquote.
Obituaries for Comrade Georgia K. From Athens Indie Media. A touching eulogy. Quote, always unifying, she put the movement and the cause above all ego. Despite her age and experiences, she never claimed infallibility and absolute truth, and sought to come into contact and collaborate with much younger comrades. Her political journey through her passages in the Migrants Hangout and the 111 Occupation, Solidarity Fund, the Kanjali Anarchist Group, the Assembly of Anarchists for the Insurrectionary Perspective, the Athens Indie Media Management Team, and of course, her beloved self-organized radio station of 1431, would not stop until death. From today, every December 22nd will dawn brighter. Her memory will illuminate the paths we will walk, our joys, our sorrows, our defeats, and our victories. Unquote. She sounds like Bev I. May both linger in memory.
Audio and video, Black Arms to Hold You Up with Ben Passmore, The Final Straw Radio, an hour and 3 minutes. Sound is a bit echoey on Passmore's side, but I only missed a few words, I think. There's engaging bits here about how to write a book that seeks to pique versus satiate a reader's interests, the role of graphic novels in representing historical events and people, how to write from an anarchist perspective without ideology, and the non-ideology of pragmatism. I was definitely disappointed that The Questioner did not dig deeper into Passmore's early juxtaposition of Black nationalism and anarchist thought, or what formats Passmore thought would be better to represent history. I would argue that a combination of image and text, especially one with the subjectivity of hand drawing, is as close to ideal a format as I can imagine, for example. As with any reasonable historical project, Passmore cites the question of who to trust, how to get reliable information, and the problem of sometimes just never knowing. Some wisdom for folks about what it means to fight without seeing the results you want. I will definitely be getting this book. I think I will have many generative disagreements with it. Fun! His part stops at about 50 minutes. That was Black Arms to Hold You Up. Thank you.
This is Chichi.
And Donnie fucking don't.
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
I guess. The topic of the week. 2025, the year past, the year ahead. Posted on December 29th, 2025.
As 2025 comes to a close, let's take a look back at the ongoing social upheavals worldwide, inspiring anarchist actions, and the multimedia that have kept you going through it all. 2025, a year in review, and the year ahead. What have been your favorite anarchist actions? Communiques, new projects and events, IRL and AFK, from this past year? We all know IRL is in real life. AFK is away from the keyboard. Because...
I didn't know. Thank you.
Yeah. Because some people would say that the internet is also real life at this point. On the opposite end, is there a specific anarchist critique of things that stands out or a list of embarrassments for the anarchist milieu that happened over the year? What anarchist projects and spaces are you looking forward to in the future? What new to you anarchist spaces and places have you visited lately? What have been the most intriguing anarchist texts, books, videos, music, and other multimedia to come out over the past year? Why? At risk of creating a comment thread of lonely links, add some information and perhaps a little sentiment to help readers understand the importance to you. We'd also like to celebrate, pay homage, and remember by sharing a list of 35 anarchists who have passed away over the 2025 year. Leslie Fish, George Esquivel Eliot, Samuel Paradiso, Freddie Bear, Ignatius, Peter Watkins, Rolf Dupuy, Christos Spilios, Osvaldo Escribano, Vincent Scotti Irin, Gianfranco Sanguinetti, Val Todorov, Graham Moss, Tarun Bartia, Mario Condotto, John Englert, Georgios Garbis, Gofredo Fofi, David Chican, Aurora Fea, Jean Tezar, Octavio Aberolo,
Aberola,
Sorignac, Richard Mandel, Snezana Paraskevedu, Colin Gerwood, Henri Frederic Blanc, Olga Rashigny, Petra Kraus, Colette Marlowe Nidoruti, Nikos Pelekostas, John Cousin, Despina, Alicia King, Murphy Hoops, and Robert Paul Wolf.
Yeah, Colette Marlowe, she was the, was she the daughter? I think she was Durruti's daughter. So Ne Durruti is because, yeah, she was born. Yeah, just an addition.
Yeah.
People know. Sorry.
No, that's great.
I just felt inclined to say it.
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone has connections and their lives touched one of these people in one way or another. Murphy Hoops was just a charming and stunning individual in my life for a long time, who I had the pleasure of living in multiple cities with at different, not with him, but in the same city with him in a number of years and working on different projects with. And yeah, he is greatly missed this year. Okay.
Yeah.
So, where should we start?
Well, I do have a... So, I did try to make my homework. I couldn't because I'm... Okay, let's start with that, with one thing. So, on the New Year's Eve, we went to spend with some friends and we decided to take some tarot cards about the year past, the year present, and the year to come. And my year to come card was Five of Spades, I think, that we concluded it means defeat, but I need not to worry because it's not that I'm going to be defeating something in particular. It's just the theme of my life this year. So, so yeah, I started great. I already was defeated when trying to prepare. But okay, but here's something that was not defeated last year. And that's what I want to start. Like, I was looking through some of the A News just to try to refresh my mind. And I saw that January 25th, there was, like, South Asian Anarchist Library was, like, struggling to come up. And then in December, like, right now, they finally succeed. So, yay! Cheers to them.
That's fantastic.
South Asia Anarchist Library is up and running.
Booyah. That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm the general news junkie of this pair.
Yeah.
It's true. So I've got a lot of opinions, I guess, about the year. I'll start. You had the good idea of going back over a year of A News and picking out a few. And I did that last night, and a couple in particular that I felt like were pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
One that I will withhold or not have opinions on, but the continuing debate in Eastern, Central, Western Europe and the Balkans over militarism. And over anarchists' role in state-on-state conflicts. Belarus ABC and Solidarity Collectives and a series of other groups in Ukraine put out statements and then were responded to by other anarchists that identified as strictly anti-militarist. So that's definitely an ongoing and heated debate within the anarchist milieu.
Yeah.
You know, with, I think, solid points on either side. Do you have thoughts or ideas around that that you want to share?
I not yet.
Yeah. I think, to me, it's interesting because I don't have a lot to interact with it in the moment. It's very much one of those things where, like, I don't have answers for now. I have, like, a look back, you know, where I come from a generation of anarchists that protested against NATO and were against NATO, and I do firmly believe that the goal of NATO, one of the goals of NATO in the past 20 years has been to try to instigate a situation in Ukraine involving Russia, you know? And yet, like, that doesn't offer answers or help to, like, the people on the ground suffering the invasion now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The next article that I ran into that I maybe have, and again, this is one article as a stand-in for a much larger subject that has racked my brain for the last at least 2 years, just absolutely fucking brutally, which is Julian Langer's article on anti-Semitism that I know throughout it, and again, this is a stand-in for people we know that I have conversations with semi-regularly, increasingly frustratingly. And it just, the fixation on, it's not how I want to start that. He hedges a lot and he, you know, keeps saying he's against the nation state of Israel. And I believe him, you know, on every front, but I know we're not supposed to play identity politics, but this is my caveat here. Half my family are from great grandparents that fled the czarist pogroms, and we to my knowledge, don't have any family back in what is now Belarus and was Russia. You know, people, as the U.S. falls apart, are talking about, oh, do you have family here? Someone asked me, oh, if you have family in Italy or you have family in Ireland. I, to my knowledge, have no family in any European or otherwise country to try to figure out a passport to. So I'm just putting that out there as my weird little shield from what I'm going to say next is I think the continued centering of non-institutional level anti-Semitism is fucking baby shit. I think in the U.S., there is not institutional anti-Semitism when you get pulled over assuming your skin color is light, you are red as white. You get pulled over as a white person. And if you're not pulled over as a white person, it's because of your skin color, still not because you're Jewish. If you're applying for a job, you know, no one's looking at you at their fucking law firm or their bank or their tech company or anything like that, being like, I don't know, that's kind of a Jewish last name. Should we hire that person? You know, you're not losing an apartment, you know, based on your Latin. So someone's like, I don't know if those folks are, you know, can regularly pay rent, right? You're not getting sidelined into the dumb classes in school. Like, I just, I'm trying to blank on his name. The one I really like, the fucking Crocodile Tears. Go pause it for one sec. All right. Sorry to sound editor. Gonna pick it back up momentarily. I think one of the folks that I've really related to in the last couple of years has been Norm Finkelstein. And he has a similar analysis of systemic